Today's video is a gift for you on Thanksgiving for my American friends. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Happy Thanksgiving to my American friends. Although we celebrated Thanksgiving here in Canada over a month ago, on Thursday, November 28th, all my American friends south of the border will be celebrating their Thanksgiving. And I wanted to give you a special gift because our American viewers make up the lion's share of our viewers and our members on our membership site. So this is a special gift for you today. I have created a gratitude meditation for you. And also I have some links for you in this blog post. I linked to two of our classes on gratitude, and I linked to a series on our membership site for those of you that are members on the Five Bhavs. And this, although they're not really necessarily on gratitude, they're on cultivating an attitude of devotion, which I think gets you in a beautiful frame of mind for gratitude. So if you are going to be getting together with family at this time of year, I think that would be a great series to practice because they're shorter 20-minute classes as well. And I also link to my friend Drina Burton's awesome Thanksgiving recipes. And she's got Thanksgiving recipes to lead you from brunch to dinner on Thanksgiving Day. So those are all in the show notes. And without further ado, let me lead you through our gratitude meditation. So you can sit cross-legged like me on a folded up blanket, or you can sit in a chair, whatever makes you most comfortable. And we're going to sit with the Pushan Mudra today. And the Pushan Mudra is for giving and receiving. So it doesn't get more Thanksgiving than that. So get that Thanksgiving, giving and receiving. So the way that this works is your right hand, you touch the tips of your index and your middle fingers to the tip of your thumb, and you lengthen your ring and pinky finger. And your left hand, you touch the tips of your middle finger and your ring finger to the thumb, and you lengthen your index and finger and your pinky. So I have a quote for you here with the Pushan Mudra about Thanksgiving. It's not happy people who are thankful, rather thankful people who are happy. So go ahead and take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Close your eyes and bring all of your energy back to yourself. Allow your spine to be straight. Draw your ears back over your shoulders. And take a few moments to breathe in love and breathe out gratitude. Breathe in love. Breathe out gratitude. And focus your breath at your heart center. Notice how your lungs expand, filling with air, filling your body with prana, life force, life-giving energy, feeding every cell of your body. Can you express gratitude for your breath? This life-giving force, without which you would not even be alive for a few minutes. The next time you connect with a loved one, witness their breath entering and leaving their body, and give thanks for the breath of life that animates their being as well. By extension, the next time you are outside, you can observe the trees, nature's lungs, and give thanks to the trees for supplying with oxygen to feed our cells. Take a deep breath in. And let it fall out of your mouth. And now bring your awareness to your physical body. Notice your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, your pelvis, your low back, your belly, your rib cage, your chest, your upper back, your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands, your neck, your head, and your face. So what stands out about your physical experience? What seems most important? The very things you may be taking for granted in your own body may be something that someone else is praying for. My favorite gratitude prayer for my body is by Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy founder Michael Lee. And it's called Thank You, Body. Thank you, body. Thank you for all the times you have adjusted and changed. Thank you for all the times you have healed. Thank you for dealing with all I have forced upon you. Thank you for being there every moment of my life. Above all, thank you for trying your best to keep me safe at all times. Thank you, body. Thank you for my health. I know it is more valuable than any superficial wealth. Thank you for being with me as I age. I do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Tune into your thoughts. What's on your mind? Give thanks for a mind that can think and reason. I thank my mind for an attitude of gratitude so that I can see that waking early is an opportunity to wake with a grateful heart. I am grateful for a mind that can think and reason so that I can see that lots of work means that I am useful and I am lucky to have purpose and meaning in this world. I am grateful for a mind that can think and reason so that I know that a house to clean means that I have a home to live in. I am grateful for a mind that can think and reason so that when I do my laundry, I know that it means I have clothes to wear. I am grateful for a mind that can think and reason so that when I go to the grocery store to shop and have that task of picking up the groceries and putting them away and that chore, it means that I have money to use to nurture and nourish my body. I'm thankful for a mind that can think and reason so that when I'm doing that chore of the dirty dishes, I'm grateful that I have food to eat. I'm thankful for a mind that can think and reason so that when I'm cleaning the bathroom, I remember to be grateful for my indoor plumbing. I'm grateful for a mind that can think and reason, so that when I go to bed at the end of the day, sore, tired, and exhausted, it means that I have a comfortable bed and I have a day well lived. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And tune in to your emotions. I am grateful for a full spectrum of emotions. I am grateful that I am moved to tears of compassion at the saddest stories. I am grateful that I am angered into action by the world's injustices. I am grateful that I experience joy in the simplest pleasures in life. It is well documented now, through research on gratitude, that gratitude sustains positive emotions. It really doesn't matter whether your glass is half empty or half full. You simply have to be grateful that you have a glass and that there is something in it. When you look at life through the eyes of gratitude, the world becomes an amazing place. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And tune into your spirit, that part of you that is unchanged by the world around you, that part of you that is perfect, whole, and complete no matter what. And take a moment to be grateful that no matter what happens around you, you can always connect with that part of yourself. Gratitude is the fairest blossom which blooms from the soul. And so we give thanks with a grateful heart. Gradually allow your breath to deepen and start to feel the ground underneath you. Feel your physical body and stay connected with your grateful heart, bringing it with you as you move on with your day. Thank you so much for joining me for this meditation on gratitude. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Namaste.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.